The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your host, I'm Duvall. That's Dave Draper.
Yay.
Dave is always the bountiful fruit of joy.
Meh. All my friends abandoned me this weekend.
Oh, will you stop that? You got to spend time at home by yourself flicking the light switch on and off.
I know, right? That was the mild version.
There were several darker versions that I said not to go with.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't even want to say them because I don't want to trigger people. That's why I did. That's why I didn't post it on the group because I'm like, there's people there, I don't know how they take it.
True. Well, it's like I dropped out suddenly.
You all dropped out suddenly.
Yeah, it was
within
like
24
boom,
hours.
Yeah.
Like Bill was complaining every time I can come, you guys cancel. I'm like, there wasn't time to cancel.
Yeah, everybody already did it.
Everybody already bailed.
Oh shoot. Yeah, this game night just didn't work out very well. That's all right, Dave. There'll be another game night.
Maybe.
But you get to play Homebody for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes, it's great.
I mean, it's fine.
Do I need to bring you stuff?
Maybe.
Like, bring you stuff and, like,
sit on the
front porch and run away.
Tracy was like, am I doing porch deliveries? I'm like, yeah, maybe. I after the first couple of days, I'll be comfortable leaving her alone.
Yeah, I mean, once...
I mean, this is something I've done before. Like, it's just, this is the first time I've ever done it completely on my own.
Well, I understand.
And you don't realize it, like, because I'm just like, oh, I've had dog spayed before. It's no big... It's like, there was always somebody else... That could kind of cover if you wanted to do something. You
right.
Know? Now there's not that. And it's like, eh. And, you know, I'm just making myself all stupid.
Yeah, you get yourself worked up over time.
I did. Well, and this one I know. Because like, dogs get spayed all the time. Animals get spayed all the time.
Yeah.
It's got to be, like, one of the most common procedures there is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I'm just freaking out over nothing. But she's my baby.
I know.
She's my baby. And she's just a rambunctious idiot. So, like, I worry about that.
Yeah, well...
I know the first 2 days she'll be out of it, and after that, she likes to jump on the bed.
Yeah.
Because she's apparently the only basset on Earth who can jump on the bed.
I would say you could borrow our ramp and maybe
I was going to ask, like, could I borrow that?
Yeah, she might use it to get up on the bed.
I think she would.
Because we're not using it right now.
Okay. It would only be for like a couple weeks.
Yeah. Try that. Mm. See if she uses the ramp to get up there instead of jumping. Might have to show her a few times, but she'll figure it out.
Yeah,
hopefully,
good. She's good with steps.
Yeah, she's sometimes she. I love her, but sometimes she's not the smartest creature in the world.
Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray's kind of clever. It's not that she's dumb. She's just like she's too excited.
She's
to care.
She's too excited to care. Yeah. She's like, I don't care.
I want to jump off the floor. I want to go. I got time for stairs.
You're stepping in your own pee. I don't care.
Oh well, that's just her being too excited.
That's true.
That is definitely that's she's not thinking about that at all.
Apparently, the current Game of Thrones executive producer and showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss are working on a new series of Star Wars films.
They announced that a billion years ago.
Yes. Well, now
the news would be that it's still going.
Yes.
Because they've cleared the decks on everything.
Apparently, that they are working on a new trilogy of films.
Again, that was.
Well, it was never...
It was supposed to be Rian Johnson's trilogy and their trilogy.
Yeah, but I don't know if they'd ever actually announced they
did.
Were doing
the problem with living in the modern era is stuff comes out way before the PR people can get their hands around it. So, like, you know, I knew it was a trilogy. I heard it was a trilogy. So now they're announcing stuff that I knew, like, probably
right.
2 years ago.
And they're not even announcing it. It came from the HBO...
FFS.
HBO president Casey Bloys was asked about the status of Confederate, and he said Dan and David are finishing up the final season of Game of Thrones, and then they're going into the Star Wars universe. When they come out of that, I assume they will come back to us. So I guess the Confederate was a big show over at HBO that
never
people are waiting for to continue. Never. And he said the delay has to do with the fact that they were offered three movies. So that is, of course, made more speculation that they are indeed working on a new trilogy.
No, it's three, which again, it's three red. Well, you know, I want to say mockingly it's three random movies, but I mean, I could see doing three random, three different movies.
Yeah. Today, Hulu announced at the Television Critics Association that they have a new partnership with Marvel. Surprise, surprise, because Marvel owns Hulu, basically.
Partnership, end quote.
Yeah, because Marvel pretty much owns Hulu at this point. They are going to be doing four animated series and a standalone special on Hulu. And these four series are Marvel's MODOK, Marvel's Hitmonkey, Marvel's Tigra and Dazzler Show, and Marvel's Howard the Duck, with the special being called Marvel's The Offenders. MODOK will center around an egomaniacal supervillain with a really big head and a really little body who struggles to maintain control of his evil organization and his demanding family, by writers Jordan Bloom, who did Community and American Dad, and Patton Oswalt, who will also executive produce along with Jeff Loeb. Marvel's Hitmonkey tells the tale of a wrong Japanese snow monkey mentored by the ghost of an American assassin as he cuts a wide swath through the Tokyo underworld in this darkly cinematic and brutally funny revenge saga. Writers Josh Gordon and Will Speck, the team who did Blades of Glory, Office, Christmas Party, and The Switch, will executive produce along with Jeff Loeb. Marvel's Tigra and Dazzler Show is a story about two woke superheroes and best friends, Tigra and Dazzler, as they fight for recognition among powered people who make up the 8 million stories in Los Angeles. Writers Eric Renanoja, who worked on South Park, Last Man on Earth, Girls Trip, and Ugly Dolls, and Chelsea Handler of Chelsea Lately serve as executive producers along with Jeff Loeb. Marvel's Howard the Duck is trapped in a world he never made, but America's favorite fighting fowl hopes to return home with the help of his unstoppable gal pal Beverly before the evil Dr. Bong can turn him the crispiest dish on the menu. With writers Kevin Smith and Dave Willis, who worked on Space Ghost, Aqua Team, Hunger Force, Archer, and Squidbillies, will also executive produce with Jeff Loeb. And then The Offenders will be a story in which nobody asked them to, and we'd be better off if they didn't, but MODOK, Dazzler, Tigra, Hitmonkey, and Howard the Duck are all forced to team up in order to save the world and certain parts of the universe, with Jeff Loeb executive producing that. So, it was an interesting little announcement today that they were going to do some animated stuff. And, of course, that immediately got the people who are pissed they canceled all the Netflix shows, pretty much. They're like, they canceled all the Netflix to do this crap? No, they canceled all the Netflix shows so they could bring them back under the umbrella and eventually redo them on Disney Plus.
Basically. But this is sort of like a little jab. It is a jab at the Netflix series.
It is, yes. I agree. So the Grammys were last night, and Disney showed off a new TV spot for their upcoming live-action movie, Aladdin, based on the animated series. And in this, they finally did show Will Smith in all his blue glory. Let's just say it's interesting. I'll show you a little.
I saw a picture on my phone. I'll
show you a screenshot of him.
He looks like a genie.
Yeah, but he's very CGI'd and.
Oh no.
Well, people, dude, we've seen fandoms throw a lot of crap, and holy crap, Jesus. People have just gone batshit crazy over this just in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, over this. Pretty sure they were batshit crazy to begin with.
Well, it's true, but
That's become my general take on things. Yeah. Everyone's batshit crazy, and they're just reacting to the stimuli of the world around them.
Well, between this and people say that the gentleman also playing Jafar is not menacing enough. Like, he's not... He's just playing a white man. He's not menacing and blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
well, if he's a white man, then obviously he's the most dangerous, terrible thing on earth.
Yeah.
Ugh. Is he straight? Then he'd be history's greatest monster.
No, it's terrible. Marvel.com unleashed the Captain Marvel movie website.
It was clever.
And it's very clever because it's gloriously done in the old style of 90s websites, and it's spectacular. Just spectacular. I mean, they really did kill the feeling of 90s websites. I looked at many websites like this back in the days of, I can't even think of some of the, Jesus, some of the websites that they did. Angel Fire was one of them. Yeah, they did a bunch of stuff. So this looks, I mean, just bad GIFs and all, man. It's just gloriously awful 90s. Early days of the internet 90s. And apparently this is an Easter egg, but I haven't found it yet. So that's something to look forward to. Fans of musicals, something we don't talk about on here very often. When we do, it's usually Hamilton.
Usually.
Universal has finally announced a date for their film adaptation of the hit musical Wicked. It's been on and off for probably like the past, I don't know, 10 years or so.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, they finally announced a official release date of December 22nd, 2021. So 2 more years, which will actually be 3 years after their original December 20th date of this year. And 5 years after the studio first announced the feature adaptation. They talked about it years before that. Because I remember going to Universal Studios in Hollywood for the first time with Carrie. And they had a little, like a little glass case set up outside as you were queuing up to go on the studio lot tour. And it had like parts of the musical playing and like props. And it said, soon to be a feature film from Universal Studios. And it was like, oh.
Hmm.
But they finally figured out that, finally. It'd be nice if Lin-Manuel would ever announce what he's going to do with all the Hamilton footage he shot. I mean, they filmed the whole damn musical. Don't burn it. Apparently, Warner Brothers is looking to spin off Aquaman into a...
Oh my God, I thought that was a joke.
No, a film called The Trench, which is
being... I have mixed feelings, because that's such a stupid idea, and yet that was my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, I know. They've hired...
Lin-Manuel?
They've hired Scribes Noah Gardner and Aidan Fitzgerald to pen a horror-tinged script centered on The Trench. So it'll be very interesting. I know James Wan is producing, and of course it'll be very modestly budgeted.
Well, that's going to... means there'll be one monster.
Yeah, probably. So we'll see what comes of that as we get closer. A bunch of toy news that's been out for a while. Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures, the 3.75-inch figures that are coming the...
they're already out.
Well, they're out, but the newest wave of them have been shown, and the new characters include Boba Fett, Rey, Darth Maul, Kylo Ren, Obi-Wan, and General Grievous. Those are scheduled to hit sometime this spring. And, of course, they're packaged in these...
tubes.
Yeah, these weird clear tubes. They come with comic books. And they're basically just the...
They're 5 points of articulation.
Yeah, and they're figures that have been out before. None of these figures are new, right?
That I don't know if the sculpts are new, but I mean it's every character's been done many times with much better versions.
Yeah.
So it's like a huge... It's one of those things, like, as a collector, it's a huge who cares. But we forget that, I mean, toys still technically are for kids. Children. Yeah. And I think this is a kid-oriented line. I didn't even look at the price, but I bet they're cheap.
Yeah. I think they're like $4, $5.
Yeah, I mean, there's something that a parent can buy for a kid.
Yeah.
So they're you know, it's one of the things, like, I'm like, eh, but, you know, they're not for me, and it's to keep the kids in the game.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you got to respect that. I mean, I'm sure most of them are probably redos.
Yeah. They're basically, as Dave said, they're acting as an introduction to the Star Wars universe and its galaxy of collectibles. So each one is like, who in the galaxy is? And then they show, like, Rey is the scavenger, and Grievous is the droid general, and Obi-Wan is the mentor, and Darth Maul is the Sith apprentice, and Kylo is the dark warrior. So kind of along with comic books created specifically to show tales of those characters. So. Cute little kitty line that.
Yeah.
Yeah. For any fan of classic B-grade horror movies, there is a very pretty terrible film called Night of the Creeps, which the storyline is when an alien experiment goes awry, it crashes to Earth in 1959 and infects a young college student. 27 years later, his cryogenically frozen body is thawed out by fraternity pledges, and the campus is quickly overrun by alien creatures whose victims turn into zombies. Shout Factory is releasing the film for the first time on Blu-ray, but NECA is joined with them to create an exclusive action figure of the detective in the film, Detective Ray Cameron, which had a lot of horror fans, I noticed, pretty excited. And he's going to be like their 8-inch cloth style figure. I can't remember what the actor's name of that
that's
was.
It's not Stacy Keach, but it's the guy that got all the Stacy Keach roles.
Yeah, Night of the Creeps.
I think.
Let's see, 1986. Let's see who you are.
I think Kyle MacLachlan's in that.
Tom Atkins. That's who it is. Tom Atkins. And of course, he's been in a ton of stuff. He was in Halloween 3, The Fog, My Bloody Valentine, Escape from New York. That had a lot of people.
Carpenter.
Yeah, because he's a very he's a well-known character actor. He's been in a ton of stuff. So it's people got excited that they were finally going to get a figure of that character and of that actor. So he was in Kojak Flowers for Maddie. Oh. So that was interesting. That was kind of neat to see. That was a first for NECA to join with a DVD company to release a figure in conjunction with a release like that. So,
isn't that how they did the Superman and Batman?
DVDs. Yeah, I should say this is a first for this style of figure. Let me rephrase that, because they haven't released a cloth style figure like that. But yes, the Superman and Batmans came with Warner Brothers, and they were
There was like a huge pile of them at Toys R Us because like nobody wanted the actual discs.
Nobody wanted the discs. Toys. They just wanted the toys. We'll come back to that in a minute. McFarlane Toys, apparently ahead of Toy Fair next week, has announced that they are doing a 6-inch and a 12-inch line for collector figures for Harry Potter as well as Fantastic Beasts. They will also be doing high-end collectibles for the Wizarding World. We'll probably see those much sooner, but they say McFarlane Toys' first wave of fully articulated action figures will include fan favorite characters Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, Ron Weasley, and Lord Voldemort, as seen as Harry Potter in the Deathly Hallows films, and Buckbeak the Hippogriff from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. All figures will feature character specific accessories and will retail between $19.99 and $24.99 at retailers nationwide. So these might actually, like they said in here, they might actually be fully articulated and not these weird half statue, half articulated things he's been doing. Like what was that line called? The Studio Series or whatever, something he did with the Stranger Things figures of that series.
Yeah.
Like, not quite posable, but they are. So we'll see more, which Toy Fair begins this Saturday, the 16th. So we'll talk more about Toy Fair next week's show. But McFarlane's already got some interesting stuff coming out. We'll see. We'll wait and see pictures, because those will be all over the internet once we get to them.
I guess. I mean, is that really like a... You know, it's interesting. We were just talking about Harry Potter toy lines last week.
Yeah, with Blake, yeah.
And it's just sort of like, yeah, another one. Like, at some point, like, you've got a Harry Potter figure. It's like, you've got these figures already, and now there's a whole new line to buy them all over. You know,
exactly.
Like that's my feeling with the Star Wars figures. It's like I've got all these figures, and I've got them better.
Yeah, it's like I don't need to rebuy.
Yeah, I don't need to rebuy. That's why I never got into the Black Series.
Yeah, which you just cherry picked them basically.
I cherry picked them up until Force Awakens, and I bought a bunch of them, and I'm throttling back. But I'm back to cherry picking.
Yeah. Hiya Toys announced a line of 1/12 scale figures, which is the 3¾-inch scale, for DC Injustice 2.
The Batman and Superman are out.
Yep, they announced Wonder Woman and Supergirl this time. They'll be U.S. Previews exclusives, and they're currently up for pre-order at BigBadToyStore.com. But we'll see more of these from Toy Fair next week. Still no Gorilla Grodd. No, not yet. Possibly Haya has gotten a little better.
Yeah, the second wave of the Aliens Marines figures were better.
Were better, yeah. It's just that first wave that
Dave first was, wave was bad.
Mezco's jumping into the 3¾-inch wave of nostalgia with a line they're calling 5 Points. This time they're releasing a line of figures based on the classic Hanna-Barbera series of Birdman and Scooby-Doo, and the first two figures they've shown is Birdman as well as Elias Kingston from Scooby-Doo, who was the Creeper. Okay.
The Creeper.
Yeah. So
wow, that's crotch.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's not how you do that.
No, but that's how they're doing
even,
it, baby.
Even in the 80s, when that was the best they could do with the technology, that's not how they did that.
Yep. So, we'll, again, we'll see more of those from Toy Fair this year. We'll see how people react to better renditions of the 5 points line.
Meh.
Mezco also announced a 112 Collective Warriors Deluxe box set, which includes...
It's got to absolutely come with... The Patrick Kelly? David Kelly? God.
Well, it includes Ajax, Swan, and 2 Baseball Furies, so...
I don't know who the names of the characters.
So we get the two... I believe the two...
No, they need the guy who's clinking the bottles.
Yeah, they don't have him in this. Just who the two was, of the Warriors.
The guy turned into the giant snake in Dreamscape.
Yeah, 2 of the Warriors and 2 of the Furies.
Oh, well, that's dumb.
People, I'm sure Warriors,
Warriors
fans
will come out and play. Yeah, that's that guy.
Yeah.
You don't make that guy? You're dumb.
So we'll see. They don't have a price on this or a release date, surprise, surprise, because it's Mezco. But
hang on, I thought 1/12 was 6 inch.
It is.
I got yelled at. Well, you said the last one was 1/12 was basically 4 inch.
No, that was their 5.
Yeah, but you said it was 1/12.
I didn't mean to say 1/12. Sorry, I think
You didn't say they were the 1/12 line, right. You said it was 1/12.
Sorry, yeah. I meant it was bleeding into this, so...
Whatever.
I was reading what was printed, and I'm pretty sure that's what they said, which, you're right, is not correct, but, you know.
I like how you keep randomly... You jump to a page and just, like...
Well, that was something I should have talked about in the... When we were talking about movies and stuff, and it was mixed in with the toy stuff. Hasbro showed off some images of their upcoming Power Rangers toys for the newest... Beast Morphers line. This includes the X Morpher as well as the 6-inch basic figures. So this is really our first look at Hasbro's take on the Power Rangers line. The kids' version stuff, the figures are meh.
No, they're actually much more detailed than I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
Ironically, I don't think they fit in with other Power Ranger toys at all.
No, they don't look like they do. But yes, they are. A little bit better.
Compared to the Bandai stuff?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Compared to the Bandai stuff, they're much better. They've got a little bit more articulation. And
they look like Marvel Legends Power Rangers.
And that also goes with... They also showed off some Beast Morphers and the Ultra Zord and Megazord, as well as they're doing a little tiny line of...
Oh, I forget what those are called.
The Play School Heroes. So they're doing some of those as well. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, that's weird. I guess they poached that from Imaginext then, didn't they?
Yes, basically. That's their Imaginext line.
No, I mean, first of all, the Heroes came first. But,
oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But what I'm saying is Imaginext had a pretty good run with Power Rangers.
Yeah. The Megazord's not... I don't have to see it in pieces. Although I think that's the one that doesn't transform. More of the little posable figures. So we'll see again. We'll see more of those out of Toy Fair this week. They also showed off some more, some new My Little Pony. It boggles my mind after all these years that Friendship's Magic is still going, because it doesn't seem like the toys are selling as well as they were.
I thought the show ended.
That's
either ended
thought,
or it's going to end.
That's what I thought too. I thought they were finally finishing it off. They showed off a My Little Pony Oh My Giggles Pinkie Pie figure. Kids can tickle the 8-inch figure to hear Pinkie Pie's contagious giggle, or set up the light sensor to surprise and delight anyone walking by.
Yeah, we were just talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff with all the rage in like the mid to late 90s.
Yeah. Basically a room sensor.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see what else they show for My Little Pony. Because like you said, I thought it was ending. I thought it was pretty much close to being done. We talked about this a while back, that Figma and Good Smile were doing a line of Space Invaders toys, and they showed off what the Space Invader alien looks like in the line, and he's kind of cool looking.
That's not really what they look like in the... I'm pretty sure they look like on the cabinet.
Yeah, because they look like on the cabinet, is the kind of beastie looking... it's kind of cool, though. It's kind of neat to have an action figure representation of that shadow, I guess. Because we never actually knew what they looked like. It was just an artist rendition kind of thing on the side, like Dave said, on the cabinet, of this like shadowy figure with a little bit of red on him from the, who knows if it's from the sun or what it's from, but We'll be getting those figures here probably this spring. These guys, and they say in here, these guys didn't actually look like this in the actual game. It'll be interesting to see what colors are used in the final version, or if it will incorporate translucent plastic, being these guys are basically made up of energy. So it'll be very cool. People are questioning, why are they doing this? Well, because they got the license to do Space Invaders, and that's what they're going
to
do.
Something to do.
Super 7 showed off its Toy Fair preview.
A lot of Master stuff?
Well, they're doing Major League Baseball, which are called the Super Sports line, which features iconic Major League Baseball players and teams.
God, like, it's just like everybody's shuffling dance partners this year.
Yeah, and these are 3¾-inch reaction figures of 12 classic MLB players, 3 mascot reaction figures, and also a premiere, a new Jackie Robinson figure to commemorate his 100th birthday this year.
Yeah, you'll never see that in stores.
No. Seasonal offerings including Universal Monster Super Buckets, which are their little Halloween buckets. Blind Box figures coming to reaction.
Barf.
So they're doing this, which was the Alien did that series 1 and 2 of Blind Box.
Sure.
So they'll be offering new Masters of the Universe Blind Boxes, as well as an Iron Maiden Blind Box set and a Series 3 of the Alien Blind Box reaction figures. Rocky IV reaction figures are coming.
See, if those weren't reaction figures, I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. And then Super 7 is doing a line called Transformer Super Cyborg, which are Transformer characters at 11 inches tall, fully articulated, and also feature transparent removable chest plant panels, revealing the robotic guts within. So we get Megatron and Optimus in their G1 cartoon designs with the removable chest plates to show the Matrix and all the other good stuff in them. So, but the classic...
Ooh. Yeah, they're reaction
figures. Oh, yeah, they're reaction figures. Before, with some blood, some Halloween. Although the mummy looks very much like Yoda with a bandage on.
Looks like a Madball.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, we'll of course, we'll be getting full looks at those in the Toy Fair. We're also getting... NECA is bringing their deluxe newborn figure from Alien Resurrection. Looks like it's going to come with its own stand because that thing ain't not going to stand up on its own.
No.
No, that thing was always a crappy design anyway. Big old long spindly legs and...
Well, I mean, it wasn't designed to be a toy. It was designed to be a monster.
Yeah, I know. So we'll be getting that figure this year from NECA. It's kind of neat. The head's kind of cool.
No, the head's the stupidest part. With the human skull face.
Yeah, looks like it kind of extends from the...
Well, it's the alien skull with a... Did you ever see Resurrection?
It's been a long time. I'll be honest, I don't have fond memories of it.
No one does.
I know. There was a bit of TV news. The Walking Dead is losing yet another cast member. Danai Gurira, who plays Michonne in the show, is leaving after season 10. So she will be moving on to probably...
something else.
Well, she's in a ton of films. She's part of the Marvel Universe. You know, she's doing a lot of stuff. She'll only be in a handful of episodes for next season. She signed a small deal. And she's basically going to join Andrew Lincoln in the 3 films they're doing at AMC for his character.
Wrap that shit up.
I agree. I think that's what a lot of people are saying, is they wish it would just end, like, you know, great. You know, we've done 10 years of Walking Dead. It's probably time to let her lie. But it's still, even though ratings have slipped, it's still one of the biggest ratings garners for AMC, and they just continue to bleed that pony dry. So, much like most places that, most networks that have high, you know.
Yeah, but it never, there's something to be said for telling a story and wrapping it up. Even true. And also there's something to be said for going out on top. Like, very as true. Opposed to, like, The Simpsons, where, like, when it finally ends, people are going to be like, thank God they finally put that to sleep.
Which goes back to our discussion several weeks ago about how Disney's, you know, banking on it being worth more canceled than it is airing. because the deals alone for syndication are mind-boggling for that show. When you have, what, 20... How many years has it been on now?
Not too many.
Jesus, I think it's... Has it been renewed for seasons 31 and 32?
I'm sure.
I thought I saw that somewhere.
I think that was part of the article you read, that it had been renewed up to a certain point.
Yeah, 5 days ago they announced it had been officially renewed for seasons 31 and 32.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. It'll be, by the time it's done, a record 713 episodes. 713 episodes.
About 200 of those are good.
That's very true. I saw a meme when they announced that. It was this picture of the kids and Homer kind of laughing, but looking kind of, I don't know what the expression on that would be, kind of sickened and distraught while he's laughing. Mm. Just the way his eyes are drawn.
Yeah, maybe.
And they just kept, the meme just kept moving closer and closer in his eyes, like, please let us die. Toys R Us announced today, releasing an official press release that they've re-merged as a new company. We have not any major details about full-blown Toys R Us stores returning to the States. Toys R Us has come out effective as of January 20th. The new company, True Kids Incorporated, doing business as True Kids Brands, has become the proud parent of Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Jeffrey, and more than 20 established consumer toy and baby brands. True Kids apparently will be led by Richard Berry, who's the former global chief merchandising officer at Toys R Us, who will serve as president and CEO, along with an experienced management team that includes a number of people that high in the toy company, the business. The brand power, let's see, there was something I read earlier about despite its unprecedented efforts to capture the U.S. market share this past holiday season, there's still a significant gap and huge consumer demand for the trusted experience that Toys R Us and Babies R Us deliver, said Richard Berry, president and CEO of the brand. We have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to write the next chapter of Toys R Us by launching a newly imagined omni-channel retail experience for our beloved brands here in the U.S. In addition, our strong global footprint is led by experienced and passionate operating teams that are 100% focused on growth. Toys R Us is the parent and beloved brands of course, Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Jeffrey, Journey Girls, Fastlane, True Heroes, You and Me, Imaginarium, and Just Like Home.
Well, I know True Heroes, like Chap Mays basically moved to Target.
Yes.
They might not call them True Heroes, but like their, that stuff, the Animal Planet stuff, like all that stuff's moved to, good Targets.
Anyway. Yeah, good Targets. Not our Target.
No, not our Target.
No, never our Target.
Well, we got some of them when they first came out, but.
Very few, though.
End cap.
There is a website you can go called True Brands, TrueKidsBrands.com, and it's basically just a redesigned Toys R Us.
For Kroger.
Uh-huh. But it's interesting that thanks to all of the foreign companies, the foreign Toys R Us's that are still going.
Foreigners.
We may have another shot at Toys R Us stores in the States sooner than later.
Well, I'm cynical about it, but I hope they pull it off because the whole Target Walmart thing sucks.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I miss Toys R Us. I have a feeling if they do it, they'll go into malls. They'll make some kind of mall stores. Our mall's got plenty of locations now open.
That's true.
But I imagine they would do that rather than own their own real estate. I imagine in the end it would be cheaper for them to rent than to pay an overhead of real estate and upkeep and all that. So we'll see. I know some of the pictures I've seen of artist renderings that they released with the press release showed like a mall front store basically within, your local mall.
So basically KB's 2.0.
Basically, but in bigger, bigger locations. Hopefully. We'll see what happens. It's too early to know for sure, but we'll see what happens.
You say so.
Look, man, I just bring you the news. Usually,
bring better news.
I'm sorry, that's all I got, man. Until Toy Fair next week, that's all I've got. And then talking about Kickstarter, our buddy Blake's Toys.
Nobody was talking about Kickstarter.
What?
You just suddenly changed the subject and then talking about Kickstarter.
Sorry.
No, nobody was.
I was segueing the wrong way. I apologize.
You segued very badly.
I apologize. Well, you've got me all like Meshuggah tonight.
Wow, okay.
Because you're like very low key and very like off your game.
Hey, how about that? No, Kickstarter for our buddy Blake.
No, usually
whoa, he's almost 3,000 to his target goal.
I'm gonna chop you in the throat. People, and you wonder why Dave works the puppet. because he and the puppet are actually one living being. They're both annoying, and I want to hit them both repeatedly in the throat.
Wow! Violence on the air, recording his confession. You all heard it, people. If something happens to me, go find Jason Duvall.
Dear Lord, let me die.
Low key doesn't sound so bad anymore, does it?
No, I long for the low key now.
There you go. You are welcome.
Blake's book is getting close to $30,000. It's still got 24 days to go, but it's sitting at 27 grand. So it looks like all the pledges are still available, except Late to the Party's gone, which that was gone last week. The Dinotopia pledge is gone. All 10 of those are gone. Of course, the Warpo was the first thing to go, because he only had one of those. But the Crash Dingle Dial test shot and book is still available. There's still plenty of Magic the Gathering art prints and plenty of Toxie figures. So, although he's at 38, so of the Toxie figures, he's got 500 of those suckers to sell. But good for Blake. Dang it, I'm excited for this book.
Yeah.
But he'll hit that $30,000, and anything after that is just a sweet, sweet expansion.
Profit.
Yeah, sweet, sweet profit. We need to get up about 60 grand, though, so we can get all the bonus chapters.
Yeah. Damn, we'll see.
Jam it. So beyond that, David, what else is the haps, man?
What haps? I mean, we were supposed to have game night this weekend, but I just sat alone in my house in the dark.
Yeah.
Waiting to die. Because literally everybody canceled all at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, we went to go see Lego Movie 2 on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that.
Oh, yeah, we went to go see that, yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing that happened.
That was a thing that happened.
No, it was good. I don't think it was as good. But
no, I don't think so either. And sadly, it seems to have, I wouldn't say stalled at the box office, but it's...
Well, it just opened, so...
It's underperformed. I think they were expecting it to hit about 50 million, and it opened at 34 here in the States. So I think they were expecting a much bigger bigger opening. And I've seen some reviews since seeing it, and one of the headlines was like, you know, the Lego Movie 2 forgot kids this time around. Like,
kids were in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't quite understand what they...
Well, mean. I think they meant that they did the story...
Yeah, the story was what it was. I don't know if the story was kiddified in the first film.
Yeah.
It was maybe a little simpler. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The first one was... I liked the first one. I loved it a lot. I thought it was great.
Yeah, the first one was a classic. Was an instant classic.
Yeah, this one I thought it was good. Not as good as the first one, but it still had a lot of moments. It's more... They turned it into a musical this time around, which was interesting.
Sort of. I mean, there were two or three songs.
Yeah. And the songs are all great.
Yeah.
Like, all the song moments are great. Some of the fun little reveals in the film were cute, which Dave, I thought, was... The reveal at the end took you a moment to realize...
Which one?
At the very end of it, between Emmett and Lucy, there's a little record.
That was cute. That was cute.
So, I don't want to give anything away, but the little reveal there was adorable. I think, in my mind, I enjoy the first one a lot better, but I liked the feel of this one. I liked I saw the twist coming. Like, I knew as we were getting closer towards the end of that film, I was like, I see where this is going.
Oh, I called the twist almost the minute that character was introduced. I kind of, because they had dropped a hint. They had dropped, like, a verbal hint about something. Like, when he was having his vision, when he went through the stair portal, or the top of the stairs, he had a vision, and there were, like, random sound clips of people saying stuff. And one of them clued me off to what was going on. And once I heard that phrase, which you didn't hear, but I did... Like, immediately you could see all the seeds being planted with the narrative. For the twist. The narrative. I don't know. It was good. I liked it. There were some things that kind of put me off. I didn't like that Will Ferrell, his voice is in it, but it's like he's not in it. In fact, they even in the credits, they have him as a word balloon, as a joke. But, like, it's just like, it was weird to me that this guy was so into Legos, and 5 years later, he doesn't seem to give a crap. Because Legos are not, like,
a casual hobby. And no. He had like a whole basement like that was just a massive city and all these other sets. Like, I mean, he was a super collector. Legos are expensive.
Yeah.
And Legos take a hell of a lot of time to put together.
Yes.
And like for him to just suddenly be completely checked out of everything because his kids are playing with Legos, like it seems like it would be the opposite. Like he'd actually, because that was the point of the first film at the end, was that he was going to share the experience with his son because his son had Legos. Like that's one of those things that always bugged me about the first film is the rotten little kid had his Legos in a dumpy pile over there.
Yeah.
Like they weren't cool and nice. Like he wanted to wreck his dad's cool and nice stuff, but he had Legos.
Yeah.
Not like he didn't have any Legos.
Yeah.
Little bum. And that was another thing that was weird is, you know, in the first film, the whole thing is about sharing. And then you would think that that's kind of part of the theme in this one is that the kid doesn't want to share with the sister. But there's never that moment of him going, oh, this is kind of like the way I was with dad. Like, there's never that moment of connect. You know, even though there's like right. a natural connection between those two story arcs, it's never made in the movie. Yeah. Which is weird.
I just thought it was weird, like, Farrell came back to voice.
Yeah.
But he's never, like, he's only on screen for, like, two...
He's not even on screen.
I know.
He's not on screen, except in, like, maybe a flashback. The
flashback, but that I think that was new stuff they filmed for this, or it was stuff they didn't use for the first one, but he's in the flashback, yeah. And then that's it. Like, you never see him again.
Yeah, I mean, I think for this one, he just came into a sound booth and, like,
yeah.
spent, like, 40 minutes.
So they either didn't feel like bringing Farrell back for it, or... Like,
he's busy doing Sherlock and Holmes. Sherlock
and Watson. That could be.
Holmes and Watson. Holmes Jesus, and Watson. Mold.
That could be.
Yeah, that was a good investment of time.
Oh, yeah, that was a beautiful investment of time.
Yeah. But point being, that put me on... It was just like... It was just sort of not very organically welded together.
Yeah, it was not like the first one. It all came together like...
But, I mean, it didn't connect to the first one. It was just like, eh...
They kind of treated it as almost its own story.
Yeah, and it just, I don't know. Like, I kept trying to figure out where it was going and what it was. Like, it came together story-wise. Like, I kind of eventually got it. But, like, I don't know. It just didn't feel. And to be fair, it's hard to capture that kind of magic twice.
Yeah, it is. It really
and
is.
And it's a good, like we're kind of sounding underwhelmed. I think it's because we love the first one so much. Second film's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
It has, I mean, there were some moments that, like, cracked me up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But I'd say go see it. If you're kind of on the fence about it and you're like, I'd say go see it.
Go see it.
It's fun. It's a cute little movie. It's...
Maybe sneak your snacks in and don't...
Yeah, I think they've kind of
bled some money.
Their own film series dry. Like, they did the first Lego Batman, they did the first Lego movie, and they did Lego Batman, which was kind of not that great.
Well, you loved it at the time.
I did, and you go back and watch it now, and it's kind of like, yeah, they did
the Lego... I was there at the time. They make a joke about that, though, too.
Yeah.
There is a reference to the Lego Batman movie.
They did a Lego Ninjago movie, which
nobody
saw. Yeah, which I have watched, and it is a terrible movie.
Yeah, well...
Like, the jokes in it don't hit. Like, I'm like, well, is this what the TV show's like? Because this is awful. Well,
apparently it's its own thing. It's its own continuity, I believe.
It is.
Yeah.
But it was not great. I was like, I did not like it. So they've kind of bled their own well dry for the moment. They should have...
So they pulled a Disney Star Wars.
Yeah, basically. They're like, release all these now! And everybody was like, we're kind of fatigued. We don't want to see them anymore. They're like, but we're doing this Marvel thing. Nobody cares. No, nobody cares.
Yeah, and you're not doing the Marvel thing, because the Marvel thing, every film is different.
Yes, it is. Every film is much different. I guess we've... I don't know. Yeah, I'd say I'd give it like 3 out of 5 stars, I think.
It's a fair rating.
Yeah, it's a fair rating. I enjoyed it that much. Like I said, I liked the song so much that I was on YouTube today listening to this song's gonna get stuck inside your head and everything's not awesome.
Yeah. I like there's a Batman one that's really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's very clever.
Well, there you go, guys. That's gonna bring us to the end of another shoe.
Hopefully we'll have stuff to talk about next week.
Oh, we'll have plenty to talk about next week because there'll be lots of Toy Fair stuff. So,
will there?
Well, I hope so, man.
I'm only semi facetious because it's like everything that I care about, they're not going to show Star Wars stuff.
No,
they're not going to. There is no G.I. Joe to show.
No.
So it's going to be a lot of it's going to be a million Marvel Legends.
A lot of Transformers.
Transformers. I mean, there'll probably be a lot. I bet Hasbro will go heavy on pushing the Power Ranger stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like, I don't care about any of this.
Be interesting to see what comes out of DC for because Mattel's...
It's the last year.
Yeah, it's their last year, so we'll see if they show anything DC.
I'm sure they... I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't.
Always curious to see what NECA shows off at the Toy Fair and...
Yeah.
Some of the other smaller companies, so we'll...
Yeah, there's always interesting little things that pop up, but, you know...
Just a matter of if...
Can't anticipate them.
Yeah, that's true. Not anymore. Especially not in this day and age.
Well, I mean, you can't anticipate them, so it's like I can't be excited about, you know, oh my God, did you see that thing, that reaction line that I don't know is coming out yet? Because yeah. I don't know what it is.
But as we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days away from Toy Fair officially starting, I'm sure we'll see more and more leaks as they start releasing press releases.
Yeah, we're recording earlier this week because I got issues.
Yeah, because Dave's got puppy dog spaying to have done.
Well, I gotta sit around and take care of my baby.
Yep. Yeah. So, Dave and I'll be back next week with a Toy Fair centric show. So make sure you tune in that then, and then check us
that
out.
That then there.
And until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Woohoo!